Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on.
Last week, Lionel was explaining that because he had an appointment to interview for a new job, he couldn't take Jenny to her Lamaze birth class.
Lamaze child birth class? I don't even see why you gotta go to school to learn how to have a baby. My mother didn't have to go through none of that, and look at me.
Child, you better study hard.
All were happy about Lionel's new job prospect until...
Boss,
Yeah, I didn't know how to tell you this, but that's where the job is.
Boston? But Lionel, what do you want to go to Boston for? Ain't nothing up there. All they got is the Liberty Bell and a bunch of beans.
Tom Willis was supposed to take Jenny to her Lamaze class, but he had a cold, and Louise and Helen had made other plans.
Really, I can't go myself.
No, somebody should take you.
But who?
But I don't want to hurt the baby.
What about touching my leg?
Well, you said he moves all around.
Glad that the Lamaze class has ended, George thinks his job is done, until...
Oh, look. Okay, was that groan louder than the one before?
Yeah!
Don't do that! Look, we gotta get it to a hospital, and I don't have my car.
Right. I'll get my van.
Okay.
Where is my van? Don't worry, I'll find it. Meet me out front.
Okay.
Lady, whatever you do, don't sneeze.
Okay, now, Jenny, you gotta take it easy. And I gotta take it easy. And everything will be fine when we get you to the hospital.
Oh, there may not be time for the hospital.
Hey! There, is that better?
Yeah, thanks. Hope your jacket doesn't get too dirty.
Don't worry about it. I know a great guy who'll clean it for free.
Oh!
Sorry.
Well, the contractions are getting closer.
Well, move them back. Frank!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. There's still only two of you, right?
Yeah. How much longer before we get to the hospital?
Shouldn't be too much longer.
Oh!
Hope not.
Relax. People have babies every day, especially women.
Jenny, you okay?
I just had another contraction. I'm gonna time them.
Well, don't worry, Jenny. We're gonna make it.
I hope so. I'm glad you're here with me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, me too.
It's nice that we're together like a family should be.
Hey.
Well, we better enjoy it while we can, because if Lionel gets that job in Boston, I...
Yeah, why the hell does he want to take a job up there anyway?
It's for more money.
So what? Can you believe how some people make such a big deal about money?
What about you?
No, I can't believe it either.
Tell you the truth, I really don't want to go to Boston.
You don't, but I thought you did.
Look, it's a good opportunity for Lionel. I'm just doing what's best for my husband.
Yeah, but you should tell Lionel you don't want to go to Boston.
No, I shouldn't. And I don't want you telling him either.
But Jenny...
You promise?
Look, I'm...
Oh!
Okay, I promise.
Oh, God, I wish Lionel were here.
Me too. Hey, Frank.
What? What happened? Is it barn yet?
No, but it will be if you keep yelling.
Don't just sit there. Shut me up.
Hey, is that one of those CB microphones up there? Well, hand me the microphone.
You know how to use it?
Of course I do. Ain't you ever seen BJ and the Bears? If a monkey can use one, I know I can. Hello? Anybody out there?
You gotta push the button.
Oh, right. Hello? Anybody out there listening?
That's a 10-4. You got the red rider over here.
Oh.
What's your handle? Come on.
Frank, what's the handle?
Your CB name.
Oh, my handle.
Oh, I got my I'll make it.
Jenny, come on.
All right, Jenny. Let me hear you, buddy. Come on.
Hey, look. I live on the east side, Colby East, apartment 12D.
Sorry, Jenny. I ain't that kind of guy.
Neither am I. I want you to tell my wife, Louise Jefferson, to find our son, Lionel Jefferson, and tell him his wife is going to have a baby. Get to the hospital right away. Can you do that for me?
Negatory, Jenny, but I could have passed it along for you.
Hey, yeah, please, would you do that? Do it in a hurry.
10-4, Jenny. All right, Breaker 19, this is Red Rider calling anybody near the east side with their ears on. Come on.
Duty dog here on Madison, Red Rider. I copied Lionel Jefferson, baby, on the way to Colby East, 12D.
Affirmative, Duty dog. That's 12D. Come on.
That's a big 10-4, Red Rider. I'll be there. We gone.
Oh!
There you go, Jenny. Take care of that baby. We gone.
Okay. You see that, Jenny? There's nothing to worry about.
Oh!
Step on it, Frank!
I don't understand why you want to move to Boston.
It's not that I want to move. It's just that's where the opportunities are.
But Lionel...
Look, Mom, you always taught me, prepare myself, work hard, and go after what I want.
Well, what do I know?
Lionel, maybe you should take the time to reconsider.
Yeah, like 10 or 12 years.
And don't forget about the baby, Lionel. Think of all the things it'll miss.
Like what?
Like going to Central Park.
Playing with us.
The Bronx Zoo.
Playing with us.
The Statue of Liberty.
Playing with us.
Now, come on, don't you think you're being just a little selfish?
Well, they can't help it.
Mom, look.
Can I help you, Mr.
Dirty Dog.
Mr. Dog?
Call me Dirty. Is there a Louise Jefferson here?
I'm Louise Jefferson.
I got a message for you. You're supposed to find your son, Lionel.
That's Lionel.
Hey, you work fast.
Yeah. What do you want, man?
Well, good buddy, I'm supposed to tell you that a green-eared Breaker 19 says to metal pedal down to the butcher shop because your ball and chain's about to throw you a brand new rug rat.
A what?
I said your wife's on the way to the hospital. You're about to become a father.
Father?
Father?
Oh, my God, it's the baby. The baby's coming. Florence, the baby's coming. The baby's coming.
Baby?
Yeah.
No, Laura. The baby's coming. The baby's coming. The baby's coming.
I know. I delivered the news.
Now, that's one strange-looking stork.
Good one, Mama.
Well, look, the baby's coming. What are we going to do?
I think it might be a good idea if you all went down to the hospital.
That's dirty thinking, good. I mean, good thinking, Dirty.
Well, congrats, good buddies. I'm history.
Well, come on, everybody, let's go.
Now, come on, Helen, get the lead out.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, I'll be down to the hospital just as soon as I change. I want to make a good impression on the baby. Oh.
And I hope you ladies will understand. I really have to go. I'm having a baby. I mean, I'm having a hospital.
Keep going!
That's what I mean.
Now, don't you worry, Jenny. Everything is going to be fine. You just remember everything I taught you in that Lamaze class.
Right, Miss Jefferson.
Good luck. Remember, Jenny, think boy.
Mr. Jefferson, I just called your house. Everybody's on their way, including your son.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you talk to?
I think she said her name was Florence. She talked so fast, I could only get a couple words in.
It must have been Florence. You're lucky you got one word in.
Well, good luck, Mr. Jefferson. I got to get back to work.
Wait a minute, Frank. I got a little something for you.
Oh, no.
I insist. Thanks a lot.
$100? Hey, anybody else in your family pregnant?
I don't think so.
Here's my card.
Oh.
I can wait. Good night, Mr. Jefferson. Oh, excuse me. They're from my baby.
Oh, well, here's your zebra.
Thank you.
Zebra. So say a girl who has one white parent and one black parent, mm-hmm. She married this guy with two black parents, and they had a kid. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that the baby's going to be white. I mean, not that I care, you understand. I just wanted to know, is there such a chance of something like that?
There's a chance of it, I guess.
How much of a chance?
I'd say about 20 to 1 against.
Can I get better odds than that?
Mr. Perry?
Yes?
Congratulations, you have a healthy baby boy.
A boy.
You can go see your wife now.
Who?
Your wife?
Oh, is she still here?
Yeah, I'll bring the baby right in.
Thank you,
my boy. Man, Jenny had that baby fast. Hey, what is it, a boy or a girl?
A boy.
I know it, it's a boy. I bet he looks just like... He looks just like... He looks just like Willis. Well, he's got my... He's got my... He ain't got my nothing. Well, they said it could happen, so I guess it did. Well, he is kind of cute. Yeah. He's okay. Okay. He's great. I'll take him.
It's not yours.
Thank God.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Ortega, Jenny's obstetrician.
Oh, hey. Hey, why the hell ain't you in there with her?
I came out to get you so you could get washed up.
Oh, that's okay. I already took a shower this morning.
No, we have to scrub up before we go into the delivery room.
What do you mean by we?
Jenny really wants you in there with her.
She does?
Yeah, she told me how you helped her at her Lamaze class.
Yeah, but...
Mr. Jefferson, it's very important that Jenny be totally at ease during the delivery. That's why we need you in there.
But, Doc...
Don't worry, you'll do just fine. Come on, Mr. Jefferson.
Okay. Is this gonna be anything like that, that birth movie I saw?
The same thing, only in 3D.
Okay, first we gotta find out where Jenny is. Jenny!
Lionel, let's just ask the nurse.
Right. Nurse! There's nobody here.
Well, she probably just stepped out for a second.
No, something's wrong. It happens in these places all the time. Now, they done lost Jenny, and they're looking for her. She's probably going up and down in the elevator somewhere.
Lionel, believe me, they know where she is.
Yeah, well, all right, then where is she?
I don't know.
See, I told you they lost her.
Lionel.
No, something's wrong. I heard about this dude went into a hospital one time to get his tonsils out. They ended up giving him a vasectomy.
Lionel, you're being silly.
Oh, hello. Can I help you?
You sure can. Get Jenny off that elevator.
What?
Don't you give my wife no vasectomy.
Lionel.
Look.
We're looking for my daughter, Jenny Jefferson. She's having a baby.
Oh, yes, she's in the delivery room right now.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I'm supposed to help her. I better get in there.
Well, there's someone else already in there, George Jefferson.
What's George doing in the delivery room?
If I know George, looking for an exit.
Look, I'm the father. I'm supposed to be in there.
Well, sure. We have to get you a cap and gown.
Well, let's get it.
Oh, I hope Jenny's all right.
Everything's gonna be fine.
I bet Jenny is scared. She gets so scared sometimes. I remember when she was a little girl.
Helen, she's a grown woman now.
Yes, she is. Oh, Tom.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Tom. Oh, Helen.
Oh, Louise.
Oh, Tom. Oh,
I'm ready. Hold on.
Oh.
Did the Jeffersons get here yet?
Jenny! I'm sorry I wasn't here. Are you all right, honey?
Yeah, I think so, Lonnie.
That's all.
What about Jenny and the baby?
They're still in delivery. Are you the father?
Well, certainly.
Well, hurry up and come on. Jenny's been calling for you.
Not half as loud as I was.
Are you sure you all right?
Yeah, Wheezy. Look, you never believe what a woman goes through having a baby.
George, thanks for making sure Jenny got here all right.
Oh, that's okay. Well, won't be long now. We'll all have a grandchild of our very own to play with as much as we want.
Yeah.
What's the matter? We're not going to have to change the diapers.
George, Lionel got the job in Boston. He's going to move away.
He is?
Yeah, we tried to talk him out of it, but his mind's made up.
I wish you could have been there to help.
Who, me for what? What do you want me to say, Lionel? Please don't go. Stay here. So we can spoil your kid, and to hell with what you want. You expect me to say that to my son?
Oh, I'm sorry, George. You're right.
You darn right I'm right. We gotta trick him into staying here.
Where's the baby? Come on, Mr. Bentley, move it. Where's the baby? Where's the baby?
Oh, Jenny's still in the delivery room.
The baby, too?
No, he's out getting a pizza.
Don't move.
Bentley, what are you doing?
I'm going to make a photo album ending with a picture of the baby.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, then Lionel and Jenny can take it with them when they move to Boston.
Oh. I'll get some coffee.
Me too. Come on, Florence.
I need some atmosphere.
Then go outside.
Oh, Mr. J.
Really?
Oh, I wish they'd hurry up in there.
Yeah. It ain't like the baby's got that far to travel. Man, pretty soon we're gonna have a grandson.
Yeah, or a granddaughter.
Yeah, or a grandson.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Even if they do take the baby to Boston, we can still go up and visit her.
Yeah, or him.
Yeah, or her.
Yeah, maybe they won't go to Boston at all. Then we could play with him as much as we want.
Yeah, or play with her.
Yeah, or him.
Or her.
So, what are you hoping for, a boy or girl?
Oh, I wish they'd tell us something.
Oh, it won't be long now.
I hope not. It seems like only yesterday that I had Jenny.
I know what you mean. The time goes by so fast.
Well, it sure does.
I wish they'd tell us something.
It won't be long now.
I hope not.
That's hers.
I can't wait till the baby gets here.
I wonder what's taking them so long.
I don't know. I just hope everything is all right. Florence, how can you stay so calm at a time like this?
I drink lots of coffee.
All right, now. I'm going to call this one the grandfather's. Now move closer together.
This is close enough.
No, come on. Put your arms around each other. That's it. Now, hold it. One, two, three.
Bentley, I'm gonna get some coffee.
Mr. J getting coffee.
Bentley.
Mr. J at the pot.
Bentley.
Mr. J getting angry.
Bentley!
George, when you were in the delivery room, are you sure everything was going all right?
Look, Wheezy, there's nothing to worry about. The doctor told me so himself.
How did he say it?
What?
How did he say there's nothing to worry about? Did he say it like, there's nothing to worry about? Or did he say it like, there's nothing to worry about?
She's been watching General Hospital too much.
Something could be wrong in there.
We've got to do something.
There's nothing wrong with your sports.
We don't know. We don't know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey! Stay out of this, Lionel. We're trying to figure out what's going on in here.
Lionel! Is Jenny all right?
We got the most beautiful baby.
Oh, look!
I'm going to call this one Father.
Is it a boy or a girl?
He's gorgeous.
Is it a boy or a girl?
He's beautiful.
Is it a boy or a girl?
We got a little girl.
I always wanted a girl.
A darling little girl.
Is she black or white? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know the color don't matter. But she is black, ain't she? It don't matter. I hope she's black. Huh? Nothing.
Pop, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
Yeah, Pop, you're not disappointed it's a girl, are you?
Are you kidding? I already had a boy. It's going to be fun watching a little girl grow up. Even if I do have to go to Boston to see her.
You heard, huh?
Oh, yeah, look, Lionel, I know you think I'm going to try to trick you or something like that, but I'm not. There's something I had to tell you, but, it ain't important.
What?
It ain't nothing.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Come on, Pop, what is it?
I'm dying.
Pop, you are not dying.
How do you know you ain't no doctor?
Look, I'm not that excited about going to Boston, but I think it's good for Jenny.
Jenny? But Jenny said, never mind.
What?
Nothing. I promised I wouldn't tell you.
Tell me what?
Look, never mind, forget it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Look, now I wouldn't be telling you if you were to ask me a question, right?
I guess not.
Okay, well, ask me if Jenny wants to go to Boston.
What?
She doesn't.
Are you telling me the truth, Pop?
Look, Lon, have I ever tried to trick you? But no, not this time. She told me on the way to the hospital.
Oh, there's Jenny! Oh, Jenny!
Congratulations.
Oh, you look beautiful.
Wonderful.
Skinny.
I'm going to call this one Mother.
Oh, I'm so glad we all got here.
Yeah, ain't it great having the whole family together in one city?
Oh, it sure is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to talk to you in there.
Well, you were busy.
Lionel, did you get the job?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, oh!
Would you mind very much if I didn't take it?
No! I mean, that's all right with me.
I'll call this one No Job for Lionel.
You told him, didn't you, Mr. Jefferson?
Well, I, yeah.
Thank you. Would you like to see the baby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's so beautiful.
Oh, she's so tiny.
She's so cute. And she's black.
Oh, wait. Let me get a picture of you all around the baby.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah. For once, you're making sense.
All right, now. I'll call this one... Out of Film.